Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Yeah, that would make a difference as well. Yeah, right?
So well, like didn't you say, wouldn't a lack of one energy be a lack of masculine?
Yeah, which would hint at my father, right? So if I'm looking at a person's, like, this would show me, was your father, like, did you have any older brothers around? Maybe you didn't have any older brothers around. Oh. Maybe you didn't have a father around. If they was there, they just weren't very present. Because again, energy attracts energy.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a lot of, if there's not a lot of one energy around, it just indicates that that energy wasn't present. Or there wasn't a lot of influences, or you didn't have that positive male influence around. Like I had my grandfather, but I give that energy to the number 9 and the number 7 because those are the both spiritual numbers.
So what you talking about now, does that relate to that tic-tac-toe board you had up there with the numbers in it?
Yeah. So the so that goes, I use that based off the full name at birth.
All
right. Right? Based off the letters that are missing from the name, right? So, and also again, seeing how a person may react more from a physical, mental, emotional, or spirit or intuitive standpoint. But based off the numbers that are missing gives insights onto, you know, the person's weakness, for lack of a better words.
All right.
But yeah. So when you start looking at the name, you get a lot more, especially when it comes to the actual person.
All right. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Which one you like more? Dealing with the birth date or the name? You like breaking down the birth date or breaking down the birth name?
It's easier to break down the birthday. It's easier for the break. But I like looking at the name because the name makes me, the name gives me a, like, I can find out more when it comes to the name. Because there's just, one, I can see that the letters that are present, but also what the letters are missing. But then I also, by the name, I'm also able to find your soul number and also your personality number.
So you know what? Sometimes when people find out I'm into astrology and all of that stuff, man.
Yeah.
People hesitate to give me their birth date. Sometimes they be like, oh, I don't want to give you my birthday. But if somebody tells you their name,
yeah,
that's all you need.
All I need is your first name. And yeah, and I can find out just enough.
Could you just do somebody's first and last name and not know their middle name? And you know.
Yeah. I would see that's the thing. That's where I would probably use the Chaldean system for that one. Because if
what,
a person
just the first and middle name, the first and last name?
Yeah, because if that's might be the name that they tend to go by. Like they might have a middle name, but they don't want to tell you your middle name. But if you tell me your first and last name, then I'll probably use the Chaldean system because you use the Pythagorean system just for the full name at birth. Use the Chaldean system for nicknames, aliases, the names that you actually go by. The name you're most known by, even when it comes to like your social media handles.
Why do you switch from Pythagorean to Chaldean?
Because you're from everything that I've studied is that you're supposed to use the Chaldean when it comes to name changes. But I like using the Pythagorean system because for the full name at birth. And that's because, it's just how I was taught. And the thing is, if I studied it on myself. So with me studying it myself, I definitely feel that it still resonates. Using both just allows me to really, again, if I'm doing a reading for someone, I'm going to see which one most applies. But
Mental, did you have a question when it came to that?
When it comes to the Chaldean and the Pythagorean, which one do you see that like there's more accuracy with either or?
From my experiences, no. So this is what I most likely use the Pythagorean system I mean, the Chaldean system, let's say if it's a woman, once she changes over, once she changes her last name, then I'll use the Chaldean system. Because that's a name change.
All right. What about, and you said nicknames too?
Nicknames too.
All right.
Yeah, nicknames too. So like even, so this is my thing. So when I, so let's just go down to Ray, right? People like to call me Ray. So if I do it in just Chaldean, if I do it in just Pythagorean, it adds up to the number 17, which is number 8, right? Which does make sense because the number 8 is all about finances. It's all about the business mind. It's about power. It's about leadership and authority. Well, people started calling me Ray when I started working at different jobs. Again, associated with money. So that's how I actually got the name. Now, if I'm looking at it in Pythagorean, I mean, I'm sorry, Chaldean, R becomes the number 2. Both these numbers become the number 1, right? And I also would say, well, it adds up to the number 4. And they, most people would say, well, Ray at work, he's a very hard worker. He's very organized. Well, some would say I'm organized, but I'm a hard worker, right? 4 represents the number of hard work and stability, foundation, willing to endure. And the thing about it is I've had jobs. I was a field technician for AT&T for 11 years, climbing on ladders, installing DirecTV, going to attics, crawl spaces, working in all type of inclement weather, right? And so that's where that number 4 would appear at. Now, the other thing is I'll also go a little deeper and I add these together. 8 + 4 equals 12, which is 3, right? Which when I was at work, I would be very positive, right? 3 represents positivity, optimism, energetic, youthfulness, right? And yeah, and I was, and usually when I was at jobs, I was the one who always had a positive outlook, who smiled a lot, though, that type of energy.
So you just added the number from the Chaldean and the Pythagorean to get the 3?
Yep.
So you was using both systems interchangeably. Yeah. And together.
Yeah. And that's even thing. So I would even say that, like, my perspective, right? So another thing I would even look at is, like, this may even show, right, the beginning, and this may show, like, the final side of it, right? Like, where you started at and where you're going to finish at is the Chaldean.
All right. Can you tell me now, on my numerology report, I saw all kind of numbers, like core number, expression mm-hmm. number, and all that.
Yeah.
What's all that?
So, I'm going to sit back down here for all a second.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, in numerology, there are 5 core numbers.
What's a core number?
It's just pretty much the basic numbers, the most known numbers. In the Pythagorean system, you know, most they're going to go off the 5 core numbers are, which, yeah, it's just pretty much the basic numbers, right? The life path number, of course. The birthday number, which is the day that you're born on. The life path numbers is what you're here to learn. The birthday number, though, that is your natural strengths, talents, gifts, and characteristics. The full name at birth, called the expression number, right? That's about what you're here to teach and who you are as a person, right? And then you got the soul urge number, which is sometimes called the harsh desire or motivation number, right? They use different sayings, but that's about your innermost desires. That's about what you truly want, what drives you, what motivates you, where you what you're most passionate about. That's taken from the vowels in the name, right? You adding up all the vowels in the name. Now the person out of the last number is the personality number. This is the number where you may not feel like this person, but this is the image that you project, meaning this is how people view you. Again, you may not think this is about you, but when people encounter you, this is how people view you. And
that
so that's
be,
gonna be
that would be equivalent to the rising sign or ascendant in astrology.
Yeah, so, and that's taken from the consonants in the name.
The consonant? All right.
Yeah, the consonant. So, yeah, so you got all the letters in the name makes the expression number, the vowels make the soul urge, and then the consonants make the personality number.
And all that matters.
Yeah.
You look at all of that, if somebody gets a consultation from you, you do all that?
Oh, yeah. And this is the thing. I do it in both systems, too. I look at them in both systems.
Why?
So it helps me get a better picture. Most of the time, it kind of had the same energy. It kind of had carried kind of the same energy, but it helps me gauge a better picture. Because sometimes I have to see, when I'm in these readings, not everybody wants to just sit there and, you know, even as I'm doing the reading, I know I'm hitting spot on, but some of these people, you got to kind of chisel at to help get their wall down. Mm. You know, not everybody wants to tell you something. And so
you see that when you do live readings live more, but more private readings, they'll open up a little bit more to you in the private reading than online. Yeah. Because, online, you be making. You got all their kids and dirty laundry.
Yeah. Now I had one recently that was a private reading, and where she, I had to. It took me a little bit of time. I had to start chiseling away, but it kind of made sense. And in my mind, I'm like, you know, that's why I have to trust my intuition. I'm like, you are very hard to read, and I had to end up telling her that at the end of the reading, I'm like, hey, you are very hard to read. She's like, yeah, you have to kind of break my guard down a little bit, but it also resonated with her reading. She was a very hard person to get to. She was very guarded.
All right. And the thing that really, really, our mutual friend Sun Moon, he came in that day and tried to break that tic-tac-toe board thing down. That's the thing that really got me interested. So could you break that down for me? How does that work? What's going on with that?
Oh, so absolutely. So,
if you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.